Rising to the top with A to Z Sports quicker than any Titans reporter in town. He's impressed us enough to give him his own show. It's Buck Rising on 104.5 The Zone.
You ready, mate?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to...
It is about that time here on 104.5 The Zone. How we live in Nashville. Hope you're feeling right, doing well. Buck Rising here with you till 1 o'clock. I didn't get fired on day one. I'm shocked, to be honest with you. But I'm thrilled to be back. You no longer have to be nice to me. The newness, the shine has worn off. The show has begun. We're going to do this every day. You guys were incredible yesterday. I know you're going to bring it strong today. I've got Lucas Panzeca, who's golden tones you heard in that sports update. He is going to be babysitting me for the foreseeable future. Panzeca, that sounds exotic. It sounds a little Latin. What is that?
Italian. Italian and Brazilian. That's the combo.
Ooh, spicy. Spicy. An Italian, Brazilian, and an Egyptian doing sports talk radio in Tennessee.
Sounds like a joke.
I feel like that's a massive upset. I feel like we're breaking barriers here on 104.5 The Zone. Not only are we going to break barriers today, we're going to talk Tennessee Titans. Jadeveon Clowney, Delanie Walker. There is a lot of stuff going on with Titans free agency. Of course, we had John Robinson on the show yesterday. He kind of laid out the plan right now, moving forward with the understanding that the salary cap is going to have at least a floor of $180 million for NFL teams. We're still waiting on that final number. But as it relates to Delanie Walker, who is planning a comeback from a season that he is presenting, or at least his agent is presenting to Adam Schefter, based on the reporting that Schefter did, that he took last year off to kind of recoup amidst the global pandemic, which, by the way, is not an invalid excuse. But now he wants to come back at 36 years old. Jadeveon Clowney, Ian Rappaport, had some news on that a few days ago about just when he's going to be ready from this torn meniscus that he suffered last season. It's going to be another long pursuit for whomever decides to pay Jadeveon Clowney another probably 1 year deal. It's going to be another waiting game for Clowney Watch, which honestly, like I said yesterday, it got me through 6 months of sportsless pandemic talk on A to Z Sports. So I'm not going to knock him for it. But I think at this point, there's a lot of other stuff going on. And so Clowney Watch doesn't have to envelop every part of our lives. We'll update you on that and what Ian Rappaport had to say as well. We are going to have Madison Blevins, an old friend, here on 104.5 The Zone. Former Zone employee. She is now a sports reporter down in Knoxville. We're going to chop it up on the Vols. Spring practice has been announced. The quarterback situation is the thing that everybody wants to talk about. Mad's going to update us on that, and also we're going to talk a little Vols hoops with their game against Florida on Sunday, waiting in the wings. RJ Ochoa of SB Nation. We got a lot of edge rushers out there on the NFL free agency market, more and more, it seems, as teams continue to cull their rosters of high-priced players in a way that is going to be, as we talked about yesterday, hugely beneficial for a team trying to maximize a Super Bowl window. RJ will be on in the 12 o'clock hour. But in the meantime, so Lucas has been tasked with babysitting me. And Lucas, he's kind of seen a little bit of my behind-the-scenes OCD. I have sent him all of my plans that I slept about 4 hours last night. I was buzzing. I had a great time yesterday. I'm going to have a great time today. But like, you know, when you're excited, you have a hard time sleeping. And I had a hard time getting to sleep last night. So all I did was plan. All I did was put stuff together, and not only am I sending Lucas topics and audio bits and things that I want to talk about and poll questions that I want to ask. By the way, let's put it up on the poll, Lucas, at Buck Rising is where you can interact with the show, at 104.5 The Zone, and at Lucas Panzeca, if you care to give my man a follow. Let's put it up on the poll. Would you re-sign Jadeveon Clowney or let him walk? Because that is the first thing that I will address. But in the meantime, Lucas has had to put up with my shenanigans. So much so that we had like a very intricate conversation this morning about the music selection on the show. Cause I have what I would call eclectic taste. I love music across genres. Country, not my favorite, but I have some favorites within the country music realm, and I am micromanaging much to Lucas's chagrin, I'm sure, everything down to the music that we come back from commercial break with. You can vote on the poll at Buck Rising, as we discussed. We'll throw many up during the course of the show, and we'll recap them. Lucas will at the end of the show. But Lucas, how are you managing me? How have you experienced this just information data dump download that I continue to pester you with at 10:30 last night, 11:30 last night, 6:30 this morning, when I'm just peppering you with things that I want to do today, like just completely ADD?
I guess we'll find out.
We got 3 hours to find out. At Buck Rising is where you vote on the poll. So let's start with Jadeveon Clowney, because we're going to spend some time on the veracity of something like Clowney, given that, I mean, it is a legitimate possibility that he could end up back in Tennessee. And again, as I mentioned, you'll hear from John Robinson on the things that John Robinson is focused on right now as it relates to re-signing some of his own guys and potentially pursuing guys who are going to be out on the market. With Jadeveon Clowney, this is the latest from Ian Rappaport. So he's saying, Rap Sheet is, that Clowney is going to be ready about April. And by the way, if you want to interact, if you want to call in the show and weigh in on Jadeveon Clowney and the Titans' current pass rush situation, because they have 20 unrestricted free agents this year, a lot of them on defense, it is what I'm hearing is that they're going to wipe the slate clean, largely, for a defense that was, as we all know, just hard to watch on a regular basis. 615-737-1045 is the number that you dial, 615-737-1045. So for the second time in as many years, Clowney is going to hit the open market. He's a former number one overall pick. He's going to choose a new team last year after the one-year stint with Tennessee. If he, in fact, ends up trying to stay in Tennessee, I think there are reasons that it makes sense. But the thing that I'm kind of dissuaded by is what Ian Rappaport put out there on Twitter about Clowney the other day. He said of Clowney, and I will pull up the tweet now so that I can make sure that I'm giving you Ian's word-for-word reporting on 104.5 The Zone. Of Jadeveon Clowney, Ian Rappaport says, as free agency, no, that's an old tweet. never mind. Ian Rappaport essentially says that Jadeveon Clowney is going to be ready after meniscus surgery that he had. He had a torn meniscus last year, according to Ian Rappaport, and that the surgery, he's recovering well, but he's going to be ready in April. I'm going to paraphrase because I probably should have done better preparation and had the tweet in front of me before I started talking about the tweet. Such is life. But the thing that it brings up is that, are you willing to wait it out to see if a guy coming off knee surgery again is going to be a viable option to help fix your pass rush in a way that he so clearly and obviously failed to do last year? Now, here's the thing with John Robinson and Jadeveon Clowney, because they were in it from the start. John and, honestly, Mike Vrabel were pretty open about the fact that, yes, we've had talks with Jadeveon and his representation. Yes, we like the kind of player that Jadeveon is. Vrabel spoke to his character, given the time that they spent together in Houston prior to him being here for a year in Tennessee. And so they wanted this guy. They got this guy. And, I mean, they never get the big-name free agent. Now, it's a lot easier to do when you're winning five consecutive winning seasons. You go 11-5. You go to the AFC Championship. The next season, you go 11-5. You win the division. But with Clowney, he is in a situation where I think the pandemic, much like Isaiah Wilson and the vetting process that kind of fell through on that with the Titans' first-round pick last year, somehow, some way, the medicals were not evaluated right on Jadeveon Clowney. Because the thing that everybody knew about this guy coming into last season, coming into his professional career, even in college, is that this dude has had multiple knee scopes, he's had multiple knee procedures, and that he is an incredibly talented player. But that the health of Jadeveon Clowney, particularly as it relates to his knees, is not something that you can count on. And so what did you see? You saw 7 games of Jadeveon Clowney last year, and the knee surgery knocked him out. Now, could he have come back? We have no idea. It was my understanding, based on talking to some people behind the scenes, that Clowney was very aware that he could kind of do as he pleased and kind of rest himself to potentially go at free agency again, which is another thing that you have to consider. Now, that's good business if you're Jadeveon Clowney. But if you're a Titans fan, you don't give a damn about that. You want a guy who's going to give it all for your team while he's here. And I'm not saying that Jadeveon Clowney didn't give everything that he had on the field last year, but situations being what they were, this was a guy who clearly recognized, hey, if I have surgery now, I can rest up, I can hit free agency again, I can get paid again. We'll see what the market bears out. Now, he's cost himself a tremendous amount of money. He's projected by Spotrac to make about $6.5 million a year. That's half of what the Titans paid him on a one-year deal. And so for Clowney, I think there are reasons to be attracted to him, much of the same reasons that you were attracted to him last year. But for the Tennessee Titans and the risk that they run by doing it again, personally, I don't think it's worth it. But I want to know how you feel about it. 615-737-1045. Mark is first up in Bowling Green. He has thoughts on Clowney. What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
So I called last year right before you all signed him and said exactly the same thing I'm going to say now. There's got to be a reason why nobody else picked him up and gave him a big contract. Why Houston didn't do it and why Seattle didn't do it. He does not play 100% every single game, every single play, ever. And there's no reason why Tennessee needs to give him some more money and not get nothing out of him.
You know, I feel like you're speaking for a lot of people, Mark, and thank you for the call. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in. We're going to talk about Jadeveon Clowney and Delanie Walker, if that's a feasible option, because, by the way, the Titans also have needs at tight end. Now, as to the effort, I think that, like, the effort issues, I think, are at practice. Like, I know, based on people that I talk to, Jadeveon Clowney was very aware that he could go about practice as he wanted to go about practice after the media has shuffled out. You know, they scurry us off the field after stretch and individual. And Jadeveon Clowney could do as he, not as he liked, but largely do things at Jadeveon Clowney's own pace, which is not the standard for everybody. Not the standard that the Tennessee Titans set for everybody. Not the standard that they have long held this locker room to, both Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, and the coaching staff, the personnel, the player personnel responsible for bringing a guy like that in. You have already made exceptions for this man once. Are you willing to run the risk of it biting you in the butt? I don't know if I can say the other word on terrestrial radio. I'm a little green at this. Lucas, can I say that word? I don't think so.
I think so.
No, I'm not
going to. We'll play safe.
Yeah, I am not going to get Lucas in trouble by saying words that I'm not sure are cleared by the FCC. That's probably something I should have gone over before we started the radio show. Anyway, 615-737-1045. Would you re-sign Jadeveon Clowney? Would you let him walk? You can vote on the poll at Buck Rising. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone. Thirsty Thursday here on 104.5 The Zone. Lucas Panzeca making it all move behind the glass. I'm Buck Rising. If you didn't know, this is my show. I've been talking a lot about the Tennessee Titans, been talking a lot about Jadeveon Clowney. Again, now that I've had time to be a little bit more professional, I've found the actual rap sheet tweet. Quote, note on pending free agent former Titans pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, can we even call him former Titans pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney? I feel as if to be a former Titans pass rusher, you would have had to at least get one sack for the Tennessee Titans whilst on their team, which, of course, we know he did not accomplish. Now, I'm not trying to be mean to the guy. He was on the roster. He did technically serve as a pass rusher, but the meniscus ended his season. What Rap Sheet is saying, anyway, you know, I'm nitpicking, but I read free agent former Titans pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney, I read that with a little bit of skepticism, just based on, you know, how little pass rush I actually saw last year. Clowney gets pressures, but not sacks. We all know this. So from Rap Sheet, note on pending free agent former Titans pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney, he should be fully cleared from surgery to repair his torn meniscus. In April, source said. He's close to be ready now, but it could delay his signing with a new team for a few weeks. Ah, it's deja vu. I've seen this story before. A delayed Jadeveon Clowney signing due to health. The question that we have put out for you guys at Buck Rising on Twitter, R-E-I-S-I-N-G is how you spell my last name. The poll is, would you re-sign Jadeveon Clowney or would you let him walk? Presently, the voting on the poll, as I look at it here, is 70% of the audience says, hell no. They don't want anything to do with Jadeveon Clowney, but maybe Trey feels differently. By the way, we'll talk about Delaney Walker. We got Madison Blevins down in Knoxville. She's going to update us on all things Vols and RJ Ochoa from SB Nation to talk other pass rushers in free agency in the noon hour. Meanwhile, we go to Trey on the line. Trey in Nashville, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Booker?
I'm doing great, brother. We appreciate the call.
Hey, this is Trevilian on A and Z, but I just wanted to call and say I am proud of you, man.
Man, my guy, that means a lot. I appreciate you. Listen, for those who don't know, Trey is a regular commenter on the A to Z Sports Primetime Show that I do every night on their platforms Sunday to Thursday at 8 p.m. And Trey is a day one, P1. So that means a lot, brother. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, all I wanted to say, cut him. Don't waste the money. Cut him. He's not worth it. And I don't understand why the Titans, because you know I'm a diehard Titans fan.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we get people or players that's hurt and try to get a deal, and they don't do anything for us. He should have sacks. You know, it's terrible. And I'll let you talk, but I'm proud of you, buddy.
Man, I had a couple people tweet. Thank you, Trey, for the call. 615-737-1045 is how you jump in. I had a couple people, you know, I had a lot of people get in touch with me yesterday about everything that we got going on at the Zone, and then I'll talk about Clowney. And one of my friends declared it, be nice to Buck Day, but only for one day. So it's lovely, all the nice things that people have said to me. But, you know, you guys can go back to harassing me about how wrong you think my sports opinions are at any point. Honestly, like, the amount of love that I've been getting, it feels unnatural for me. Like, I'm almost made uncomfortable by it just because I'm so accustomed to you people shouting at me on social media about the things that I say about your favorite sports teams. But as it relates to what Trey said there on Clowney and kind of trying to find deals. Now, the good news, Trey, is you don't have to cut him. Like, he's a free agent. This man can walk. You can let this man walk. You can let this man walk right on out of your life to go be somebody else's problem, somebody else's, you know, I mean, the Titans, they didn't position him as the savior of the pass rush last year. Now, we all did, right? Listen, I'm guilty, by the way, guilty of saying if the Jadeveon Clowney signing worked out, not knowing what the status of his knees were, and maybe that's my fault for not doing as thorough a job on the reporting as I could, but it was a tough thing to get around. And largely a lot of stuff, you know, not to make excuses, but a lot of stuff was tough to get around in the middle of the COVID offseason when teams can't even get these guys medically evaluated, much less, you know, slap reporters like me trying to figure out, hey, what the hell's wrong with your client's knee? Would you be willing to divulge this information so I can potentially talk about this on any number of platforms that I'm gasbagging on lately? So you don't have to worry about cutting Clowney because he's a free agent. But as it relates to kind of trying to find a deal, as Trey alluded to, I don't necessarily think that's what the Titans do. Now, full disclosure, anybody who does the job of general manager or head coach in the NFL, or hell, as an NFL player, has ego. You think that you are going to be able to get the best deal done possible if you run the player personnel of an NFL franchise. You think that you are in the best position to find the best deal for your team. And in fact, you're going to work to get the best possible deal for your team. By the way, that's what you should be doing. That's what you're tasked with. You got the bank account. You got to make sure that there's enough bank account. So one, you don't piss your owner off. And two, so you have enough flexibility to make other moves that you think will help your football team, right? It's all about winning a Super Bowl. But here's the thing that I get caught up in. Because like everybody that does this job, John Robinson absolutely has an ego. John Robinson is absolutely interested in winning the deal. My concern in situations like that, and it's, you know, I think John is above average at his job. I think the position that he found this franchise in over 5 years ago at this point to where they are now, where you guys are pissed off about an 11-5 division-winning football team. That's great. I love that. That's good to talk about because the expectations when I got here 5 years ago were not that. we're absolutely not that. But the thing that I worry about with John and with anybody in these positions, not just John specifically, but don't let your ego get in the way of something that can best help your football team. Don't get so caught up in trying to win the deal that it works to the detriment of your football team. I think that's what happened to John with Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius Smith has been a hugely productive pass rusher for the Green Bay Packers. The Tennessee Titans were in talks to try and bring in Za'Darius Smith because, again, for 5 years that I've been here, pass rush has been the problem. Pass rush has been a problem. I know the secondary was terrible too, and John did a great job to fix that, but now it's the highest paid secondary in the league. And it's $54 million on a secondary that was responsible for a historically bad third down defenses. You know, it's not kosher. But again, all things get better with pass rush. I think John thought the money that Za'Darius Smith was asking for a couple of years ago in the offseason that they paid Roger Saffold and they paid Adam Humphries. I think that John kind of thought, you know, we can find a better option for that. It turns out they weren't able to find a better option than that, and Za'Darius Smith is absolutely tearing it up for the Green Bay defense. Now, buyer beware on these Ravens pass rushers that they let walk. By the way, there's another one out on the market this year, Matt Judon, who I think is going to be the most available. But a lot of you, I know my friend Mike Miracles is out on Matt Judon for reasons that we'll have to have Mike on at some point to talk about this because I think we would have a good point-counterpoint discussion. But the Ravens have been doing this for years to people. The Ravens have been drafting well, finding productive pass rushers to play within a nasty defense, scheming them up in the best positions to make plays, and then when their rookie deals have expired, they let them walk and they go get paid elsewhere, and rarely, you know, you never heard about Pernell McPhee after he left the Ravens. Really, Courtney Upshaw never did anything after he left the Ravens. Za'Darius Smith is a lesser example of that, but really, Za'Darius Smith with the Ravens was not a certain thing. He wasn't what he is now with the Packers. He wasn't a double-digit sack guy when he was with the Ravens. Now, they had a bunch of other guys out there feasting. Anyway, long story short, when it comes to Jadeveon Clowney and trying to find, like, deals for John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans, I think you have to make sure that you're not letting your need, your competitiveness, because these guys are hugely competitive, not just the players on the field, but the people who are responsible for getting the players to put them on the field. They are hugely competitive. Don't be so competitive that you think that you can find a better deal outside of the obvious. Keep it simple, stupid. And I'm not calling John Robinson stupid. I'm just saying that's a great motto. Listen, it's something that I have to tell myself every morning because I have way too many thoughts going on in my head, and not all of it is stuff that is useful to anybody. Just keep it simple, stupid. That's the best approach for free agency. So John Robinson kind of laid out his approach right now as we sat there yesterday on March the 3rd. When John Robinson joined the show here on 104.5 The Zone, and you can get that podcast, by the way, in the 104.5 The Zone podcast feed. We had a good time with John and Will Compton and Jason Fitz. They were all there. But I asked John yesterday, you know, given everything that's going to be available to you on the market this year with the COVID salary cap, is it going to make it easier for you guys to kind of build a contender with one-year deals? And this is what John Robinson had to say.
Yeah, no, we haven't gone there yet, Buck. We're trying to get a couple of our guys back whose contracts are set to be up. Not to say that we won't venture down that road, but you're converting paragraph five money salary wise to signing bonuses, and spreading that out over future years. And you're kicking the can down the road a little bit. And we're trying to be mindful of that because at some point, you've got to pay the piper. And there's some teams that have done that in the past that are bearing the brunt of that now, as they have to try to get under the cap. There's some teams that got a lot of work to do. We're in pretty good shape, not closing the door on potentially doing that, but, well, that'll be a case by case basis as we continue to just kind of navigate through the next couple of weeks here as we inch closer to free agency.
Tennessee Titans general manager John Robinson there yesterday talking about their approach at this point. So what we talked about with John yesterday was not just pursuing a lot of these guys on one-year deals, but the potential to restructure some of their guys to allow for more financial flexibility, which is part of what he touched on there in the back half of that answer. But what he started with first kind of perks your ears up a little bit. They're focused on their guy, on re-signing their guys first before they do anything. Jadeveon Clowney technically falls under the category of one of their guys. And if you think that you can get a, you know, half as much as you paid last year for Jadeveon Clowney is what he's being valued at this year. If you think, if you're a competitive guy and you think that you can squeeze just a little bit more out of Jadeveon Clowney for $6.5 million as opposed to 12.75, I would very, very much fear if I was a Titans fan, the experiment that exists with Jadeveon Clowney, because you've already seen a one-year sample size and kind of seen how it pairs out. And now you're going to have to wait, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, until April to see if he's actually ready to go again. God help us if we're going to have to live through, you know, can Jadeveon Clowney travel to, you know, wherever he, I mean, obviously he was in Tennessee. I assume he's not in Tennessee right now. But can Jadeveon Clowney even travel to be medically evaluated by the Tennessee Titans doctors yet again? I don't want to live that life again. I'm not interested in that again. I'm really somebody who at this point just thinks that there are so many good options out there. Now, listen, not all of them are going to make it to market, by the way. And if you want to weigh in on what you just heard there from the Titans GM, or you want to weigh in on this conversation, 615-737-1045. We're talking re-signing Titans free agents. We're going to talk a little bit about Delanie Walker, who is a former Titans player who is also trying to mount a comeback. And the Titans have a need at tight end. That is it's an interesting scenario to consider. So any number of things that you have on Titans, by the way, we'll talk balls coming up in the next hour and more free agency for whom the Titans can pursue with RJ Ochoa just around noon. I would say to you that a lot of these guys, because, you know, everybody's got an HR safe word. I almost said a word that I probably shouldn't say. And this is, you know, I'm actively not trying to get fired on my second day. But everybody's got a lot of love for Carl Lawson, is what I'll say. Carl Lawson of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's probably going to be a good value. He's a hugely productive player. You know what else is going to happen? He's probably going to get tagged. Hassan Reddick is somebody that is absolutely going to be available on the free agent market. But now that J.J. Watt's playing for the Arizona Cardinals, the team that he is currently an unrestricted free agent for, does that mean that they are going to re-sign a player who was hugely productive from their last year? The Cardinals' problem wasn't defense. Cardinals didn't have a damn bit of problem on defense. Chandler Jones is a great player. Buda Baker is a great player. J.J. Watt, while I consider him to be a chief cornball and largely fraud in all of his manufactured PR actions, I mean, you got to respect it. I wish I was that good at I think I'm pretty good at self-promotion. But I don't necessarily think that I have the J.J. Watt ability to lean into it that way. Consider that you will have a great many of these names that you recognize and that you crave, that you want on your team. A lot of these dudes are not going to make it out of their own teams because their teams are looking at the exact same thing. Man, we need a pass rush. We need something that's going to slow down Patrick Mahomes. We need something that's going to bother Tom Brady at, you know, 107 while he's out here winning Super Bowls and clubbing your head in as he ages gracefully. I don't want to get distracted, but I want to know what Tom Brady's doing to his forehead, because I already have more wrinkles in my forehead at 27 than Tom Brady does at 45. And if it's Botox, like, I'm down. I really do think I'm down. He's aging incredibly, and I hate that he looks younger than me. 615-737-1045. We'll come back to that later. Tyler in Nashville wants to weigh in on Jadeveon Clowney. What's going on, brother?
Hey, I think you got to tackle this thing with a mass amount of new guys. I think you got to bring in Van Noy. You got to get Reddick, and you got to get the big guy that's from Alabama, the D tackle. Let Butler walk. Get rid of Clowney. That's just my opinion. Tell me what you think, Buck. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and we'll spend a little bit of time on this in the next segment, because it's my understanding the Tennessee Titans are largely thinking the same way that you are, that they're gonna take advantage of the fact that a lot of these guys on defense are unrestricted free agents, and they can kind of wipe the slate clean now. Now, again, the financial gymnastics that you're going to have to do to get to a place where you can start paying these guys is going to take some legwork on the front end. So I'll tell you a little bit more about my understanding and what I'm hearing about their strategy this offseason in a way that the caller just alluded to. You kind of have to hit the refresh button. We'll do that on the other side. We'll take your calls. 615-737-1045 is the number to jump in. Buck Rising here on 104.5 The Zone. Before we do that, though, I'm going to tell you about a great thing that's going on at 104.5 The Zone. The Spring Golf Classic, the 2021 104.5 The Zone Spring Golf Classic. You can join 104.5 The Zone for our 2021 Spring Golf Classic on Monday, March the 29th, as we spend the day teeing off on one of Middle Tennessee's hidden gems, Champions Run Golf Course. The 2021 Golf Classic will be a day accompanied by food, mixed cocktails, and opportunities to win prizes. Ooh, Lucas, I like that a lot. Can I drink a cocktail? Can I play in this?
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to play in this.
Yeah. As long as you're not in the air, you can do whatever you want.
That might be a problem. And also, my golf game is trash. But mixed cocktails, opportunities to win, food, prizes, all manner of great things. Choose from two tee times of either 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. on Monday, March the 29th. Single tickets and foursomes are on sale now. To purchase or to get more info, visit 1045thezone.com/2021golfclassic. A special thanks to Fight DMD, Comprehensive Security, Uncle Bud's, Edley's BBQ, T-Mobile, Upscale Male Spa, Southern Trophy House, and the Nashville Soccer Club. We take your calls on the other side. More Titans free agency talk. Before we switch it up, I haven't done a Vols topic yet on the show. We're going to do it. Buck Rising, 104.5 The Zone. Thirsty Thursday. That's what I feel like I'm going to call our Thursdays. It's a little early to have a cocktail, and of course I would never on air. 10:45 is a little early for me to start drinking, but like I feel like, you know, I'm not that far removed from college. It's been about 5 years. Ugh, that makes me feel so old. So old. But Thursdays are my favorite, honestly, because they're one, the end of my primetime week, so that means I don't have to do two sports talk shows. Not that I have to. I get to. Listen, your boy is living his best life at this point. But Thursdays have always been my day to decompress ever since, you know, $3 shots and drinks at in Bloomington, Indiana. They have always been the greatest day of debauchery in my life. So Thirsty Thursday here. By the way, Buck Rising, this is my show here on 104.5 The Zone. Lucas Panzeca with excellent music selection. And it's not just because I have made suggestions today. He has a very, very good taste in music as well. By the way, you guys have great taste because you are calling into this radio show with great vim and vigor. The lines are loaded. And you want to talk about Titans free agency. So let's see who has been waiting. First, it appears to be Casey. And Casey wants to talk about Jadeveon Clowney in Lewisburg. What's up, Casey?
What's going on, man? So, yeah, Clowney is pretty much just like an empty garbage can with no bag in it, man. He's basically useless. He's just going to sit around there and collect dirt. And you're going to have to wash him out after you're finished with it. And it's pretty much going to stink up for the rest of the time you use him. So you just want to go ahead and let him go ahead and get up out of there, use that money to go get Mr. Van Noy, and at least he wants to play some football. He'll get out there and at least try. I mean, this man hasn't even touched an opposing quarterback's jersey, for all I know. So, I mean, that's all I got to say about the man. Let's just get him out of Tennessee.
Rack him, Casey, with the heat. A trash can, he says. Jadeveon Clowney. And the Kyle Van Noy thing is, by the way, interesting because, you know, I mean, Kyle Van Noy is an off-the-ball linebacker. But, by the way, your off-the-ball linebackers weren't great here in Tennessee either. In fact, can we put that on the poll as well, Lucas? And this was something that I put up on A to Z Sports this morning as well. At Buck Rising is where you can vote on the polls. We currently have a Clowney poll. By the way, Vols talk coming later with Madison Blevins and more Titans free agency, NFL free agency talk with RJ Ochoa later in the show. Can we put up on the poll, Lucas, would you accept or decline Rashawn Evans' fifth-year option? Because the off-ball linebackers, Jayon Brown, it took him a minute to find his footing, and so you can't replace Jadeveon Clowney with a move like Kyle Van Noy. But I'm not opposed to you replacing Jayon Brown with a move like Kyle Van Noy. That wasn't the reason he got cut from the Dolphins here recently, and I think he would fit exceptionally here in Tennessee. Because the biggest problem with the Titans linebackers last year, and I'm talking about the inside linebackers, off-the-ball linebackers, they didn't know where the hell to line up, or they didn't know where the hell they were supposed to be within the scheme. That is not an issue that Kyle Van Noy has. It's the reason he lasted so long in New England and why he went with a New England acolyte down to Miami. So if you're talking about Kyle Van Noy, that's a different position that you're trying to address, but I'm not opposed to it. But the Clowney thing, the caller feels the same way that I do. And again, you can vote on the polls at Buck Rising. We'll talk about Rashawn Evans later as well, because that fifth-year option, shout out F-Words Pod. They popped that idea into my Twitter timeline yesterday, that his fifth-year option was coming up and that the Titans may be in a situation where they straight up for the third year in a row decline their first-round picks. Fifth-year option, which maybe is something we talk about tomorrow, because we got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot of your calls to take. Chris is up next in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Oh, no, Chris jumped off the line, so it's Ben in Baltimore who we take next. Ben in Baltimore, welcome into the show.
Appreciate it, Buck, man. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you.
When the Ravens are getting beat by the Titans up here, I'll get you a beer. But look, man, I'm just curious what you think about Adoree, if we can go ahead and trade him. Get some cash relief, you know what I mean, and get some draft capital. Just rebuild that defense through the draft a little bit. I'll hop off and hear you.
Well, no, Ben, wait just a second, if you would. Right. Why are you so? Because your opinion is not an unpopular one, by the way. So I guess if you could kind of flesh that out for me a little bit, is it just last year that is the reason you want to drop Adoree, or is it an accumulation of things? Be clear.
I mean, I feel like you got Fulton sitting there, you know what I mean? You have resources. The secondary wasn't a problem towards the second half of last year. I just feel like you can get the pass rush addressed and you can build a team that way. You might not need Adoree back there. And if you can trade them and get some draft picks in the process, why not?
Thank you, Ben. 615-737-1045. So, like, I'm going to disagree with Ben on that because Christian Fulton is not there to replace Adoree Jackson. Christian Fulton, in fact, Adoree Jackson is a part of your long-term plans, whether you like it or not. Hell, when we're talking about first-round picks that got their fifth-year option declined, the one that they picked up, the one in the last 3 years we don't know what they're going to do with Rashawn Evans yet, but they declined Jack Conklin, they declined Corey Davis, and in the same draft class, Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson, Lucas has a point he wants to make.
You just got a serious question about Adoree Jackson.
No, I don't. And not even about IR. Like, I went into full-on analysis. I am so jaded to Adoree Jackson questions at this point in my life. Shout out Jonathan Schaefer from J. Martin Ramon. That the Adoree off IR thing, it just washes right over me. And he didn't even go there. But, of course, Lucas had to bring it back to life. 615-737-1045. So, long story short, you're going to let Desmond King walk because you have Christian Fulton. Desmond King is a redundancy. Because you had to trade for Desmond King to figure out how to save this disaster of a defense when Adoree Jackson was not available to you, when Christian Fulton was not available to you. So it's not Adoree Jackson is replaced by Christian Fulton. It's Desmond King is replaced by Christian Fulton. And you want to know what they want to do with Malcolm Butler as well, something that is going to be bared out because he would save them about $10 million if they let him off the hook. We got a few more to get to before we get rolling into Vols talk and college football, college basketball, because the Tennessee Volunteers are obviously going to be back on the practice field here pretty soon. That's exciting stuff. We go next, though, to Preston in Nashville, who wants to let Clowney walk.
Hey, Buck, just wanted to call in and say congratulations on your show, first off. But I'm totally with you on the Clowney. I cannot fathom a second coming of him. We need to let him walk. I don't want to see it. And I want to wrap up with, is Malcolm Butler off IR, Buck?
I'll take the blame for that one.
You stink. Not you, Preston. This is what Lucas Panzeca is in with me for the first day. And Lucas and I have really never spent any extended period of time around each other. We have known each other prior to this, of course, but Lucas just wants to turn my life into a living hell because now he started the snowball effect. Malcolm Butler is indeed off IR. In fact, he confirmed to me that he was off IR on a 615 Sessions podcast because you guys have run that joke so into the ground that even Malcolm Butler is aware. Malcolm Butler, who does not pay attention to social media, you guys have just absolutely nuked his Twitter mentions along with my own so often that Malcolm Butler joined me on my 615 Sessions podcast, which, by the way, you can hear every Tuesday in the A to Z Sports Podcast Network feed. And he said, wait, is this the guy? With Malcolm Butler off IR? I said, yes, Malcolm. This is the guy. This is forever the guy, unfortunately for me. Chris in Bowling Green is up next here on 104.5 The Zone. What's up, Chris?
If you could get Clowney back for like $3 or $4 million, is this not kind of like a prove it year for him if he wants to keep getting paid in the NFL? Because all these calls about his effort and whatnot, does he not like need to show up this year or he's done?
I mean, I don't think he's done. Thanks for the call, Chris. But like, you're not going to get him for $3 or $4 million. You're not going to get him down from 12.75 to three. Like, it's just not going to happen. If he makes half of what he made last year, which is just a little over six, this is somebody who is going to is still going to be like the 29th highest paid pass rusher. This is a former first overall pick. If his agent is worth a damn at all, and I think he is because he got that dude paid in a pandemic in ways that medically he probably shouldn't have been paid the amount of money that he was. There is no foreseeable option unless Jadeveon Clowney is at the very end of his career where you get him on like as close to a veteran minimum as humanly possible, that you're getting him in this current iteration of him for $3 million.
But they have to figure it out before anything else, right? I mean, that was the whole thing with John Robinson, take care of the guys with us here in Nashville first. So if you want to have Clowney as any kind of fallback, that makes it tough when you have to put it in that order.
Well, yeah. And that's why I largely think he gets ruled out. Because what John Robinson said to us yesterday on 104.5 The Zone is that they're gonna handle their guys first and then approach free agency. And you know who's one of their guys at present? Jadeveon Clowney. They'll make a decision on that before they figure out where else they can go for the pass rush. So you'll know, it'll be clear and obvious to everyone as soon as the Tennessee Titans make a decision on Jadeveon Clowney, because the Clowney watch will begin again. This show is going to begin again for the next 2 hours. Buck Rising here on 104.5 The Zone. Madison Blevins coming up next. In this next hour, we are going to talk about Rick Barnes. We're going to talk about the Tennessee Volunteers basketball game. They've got one game left on Sunday before the SEC tournament begins, and they are sliding in a way that is clear and obvious to everyone. Also, spring practice for the football team has begun. We'll talk about that with Mads. I want to know how you feel about Rick Barnes, because I have some strong opinions on this. Buck Rising here on 104.5 The Zone.